Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. North Coast Earth First update. On Sunday, November 17th, the day after some North Coast Earth First tree sitters were violently removed from trees, climbers hired by Pacific Lumber went back into the demonstration forest, a Class E marble murrelet nesting area, and attempted to remove the tree sitters that went up into another tree. The climbers were not successful in removing those tree sitters, but they did cut down all of their gear. The tree sitters are still in place in the demonstration forest and have been resupplied in a classic Earth First action. Although there are several security guards in place in the demonstration forest area, a group of approximately 16 activists went up to the tree sit and created a human nonviolent barrier between the security guard near the base of the tree and the people with the resupply at the base of the tree. The supplies were successfully delivered up the tree with the security guard unable to stop them. He just kept telling them they were trespassing, that he was going to call the sheriff, but no one was arrested or had any interaction with the police. This action was inspired by a similar action around the Luna tree sit back in 1998 when Pacific Lumber had posted security around Julia in an attempt to starve and dehydrate her out of the tree. That action was also successful even though security made attempts to grab the resupply bag before it was hauled up by Julia. The security guards in the demonstration forest made no real attempts to stop the activists. Even though Maxam Pacific Lumber may be at some point held in contempt of court, they continue to log and appear to be going after the Class E stands, which are the last of the old-growth redwood stands and the highest classification of marble murrelet habitat, which should be protected by the Endangered Species Act. Because of the Habitat Conservation Plan, which was attached to the Headwaters Deal of 99, Maxam Pacific Lumber is allowed to cut federally listed endangered species habitat. This is part of the issues in contention in the civil suit. Judge John Golden has issued a stay order, and since Maxam Pacific Lumber has ignored that, the judge is holding hearings December 9th at 8:30 a.m. in Humboldt Superior Court about whether Pacific Lumber is in contempt of court. The HCP came with incidental take permits, which are a license to kill endangered species as an incidental result of logging in known endangered species habitats. These harvest plans are approved by the California Department of Forestry, and the Class E plans also have to be released by the Department of Fish and Game. These plans should never have been written, much less approved and released by the government's regulatory agencies. Maxam Pacific Lumber must be stopped from violating federal law, the Endangered Species Act, and local court orders the stay, and we need your help to do that. Activists went to Humboldt County Sheriff's Department this week and filed a complaint for last weekend's violence. We have a case number and written declarations of the violence, so the wheels are in motion to hold Maxam Pacific Lumber and Lewis Logging accountable for their actions. There will be a concert to benefit Humboldt Forest Defense on Saturday, November 30th at the Bayside Grange. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. The show starts at 7. The music by Little Smoke and the Jazz Coalition with special guest speakers and performers. Tickets are on a sliding scale with no one turned away. Food will be served all evening with proceeds from food sales going to Food Not Bombs and Humboldt Forest Defenders. If you can come to Humboldt to do direct action or if you're already here, be sure to contact us at 707-825-6598. That's 707-825-6598. If you can't get out here in the woods with us, you can always send donations to help get gear, replace confiscated or worn-out gear, and to keep things going in general. Donations can be sent to North Coast Earth First, P.O. Box 28, Arcata, California, 95518. That's North Coast Earth First, P.O. Box 28, Arcata, California, 95518. This North Coast Earth First update was written by Shunka, Gemini, and Tracy Bear. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come the